Itzhak Perlman said that he was lucky to have Bobby Mann as a friend. Seiji Ozawa called him a giant in string quartet and a giant in music. Robert Mann himself wrote this about beginning the Juilliard String Quartet in 1946. At the time, people listened to string quartets as if they were in church. We were not going to play that way. We felt the music was alive and living in today's atmosphere. Good evening, I'm Elaine Deal. Robert Mann passed away on New Year's Day this year at the age of 97. Joining me on the phone is Professor Nicholas Mann, co-chair of the Manhattan School of Music's String Department and Juilliard faculty member since 2002, and son of Robert Mann. Nicholas, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The new book, A Passionate Journey. First, just the picture on the cover is so beautiful. Your dad smiling and holding his violin as if it's just another part of his body. Who took that photo?
You know, I am not sure, but he definitely had a beautiful smile, infectious in terms of how he reacted to people, and the violin was a great love of his, for sure. My mother used to joke that she wanted to come back as a Stradivarius of his because she'd get treated even better.
A Passionate Journey is a rare look inside the life of such a major classical music figure and really told through his own words. Can you talk about curating this collection with your mother and your sister?
Yes, you know, this was really, it started as a germ in my father's mind years ago that he wanted to put down in words his life's experiences in music, but it never became a serious priority in that he wrote various things but never got around to it. So at a certain point, my mother said, we've got to get this done. So together, my sister took the lead with my mother and I also helped. We basically got a collection of his writings, which he had already put down as possible chapters for the book. Numerous interviews were transcribed and used in the book, and various other things that he had written. So it's kind of a compilation of his thoughts, both spoken and written.
And your dad wrote a lot. He was sort of a blogger before there was a name for it, wasn't he?
Well, he gave many speeches. He loved to give lectures at various places. So there he has quite a paper trail, so to speak.
It was actually paper, not electronic.
That is the truth. He never had email in his life. Yeah. Maybe thank God, you know, just as we wouldn't want Mozart's emails, we'd much prefer his letters.
Was the book completed before he passed away?
It was. It got published shortly after his death, but he actually got to see, you know, a galley copy of the book before he died. So that was great. It was a good year or more of work to put it together.
Bittersweet experience for you and your family to go through his things?
You know, it was mostly a joy. It's so important for someone like him, who's really an important figure in music and certainly in chamber music, to get out to the world his legacy as an artist. I mean, as a performer, there's the discography, the over 100 recordings he made, which is certainly the most important aspect that still survives. But his life as a teacher, as a composer, he was really a unique individual and so important to have that available for as a resource. You know, history is not, people fade very quickly no matter how important they are, you know.
Yes.
So it's very important for this to be written down.
Didn't he outlast every other original member of the Juilliard String Quartet?
He did. Yeah, he pretty much outlasted every person in his generation of great artists.
Your dad wrote that his parents insisted that their children play an instrument. Were the same expectations made of you and your sister?
I don't think they were quite as forceful as his parents were. They wanted us to share in the experience of music, and both my sister and I, my sister was a very talented pianist, and I took up the violin. But on the other hand, my father had seen and experienced so many stage parents and didn't want to be one of those. They never pushed us. They only encouraged us when there was the interest there.
Nice to have a good live-in coach like that.
Well, you know, he started as my teacher, and pretty soon we discovered it was better to possibly have someone a little more objective on the outside. He remained my mentor and the major influence, but it's also good to have someone outside of the family dynamics.
I'm chatting with Professor Nicholas Mann about A Passionate Journey, the memoir of his father, the Juilliard String Quartet founder, violinist Robert Mann. He spent most of his life with chamber music, but he did some other things as well, did he not?
Yes, he did. He recorded a number of solo works for violin, such as the Bartok Solo Sonata, which is actually a classic recording. He even did some conducting, and he was, most importantly, a very serious composer as well. And in fact, this year, the American Symphony Orchestra is about to do one of his works in Carnegie Hall, a piece that he wrote for Metropolis and the New York Philharmonic. So he was quite illustrious on several levels. He was a true Renaissance man in music.
And I love the way the book connects his life with the life of the country, the world, history, things like his first big recital in New York City following the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yes, that was quite an ironic situation there. Because of his role in playing in the quartet, did an enormous amount of traveling. And in the early days, a lot of them were State Department tours. I think his quartet, the Junior Quartet, was the first cultural group sent to Russia, you know, after the Cold War, and Russia sent one of its quartets here. That was like breaking the ice. So he had quite a story to tell, and he loved, if you read at the end, there's a series of letters he wrote my sister as a young girl, and the way he describes the cultures and the world, it just shows his interests were quite profoundly expansive.
Yes, I think even if you're not a classical music buff, his story and his life is fascinating. And his marriage to your mother was a great love story too, wasn't it?
Yes, without question, she was his muse.
Robert Mann writes a lot about the interpersonal relationships among members of a string quartet and describes it as sort of a four-part marriage and says there were days when he would come home from rehearsal just wanting to quit and wondering why he was working so hard. Why do you think he stuck with it?
Well, because ultimately the music is so great, and he did, you know, there was so much to love in the performances. But like, you know, anyone tells you that their marriage is nothing but bliss is probably not telling you the truth. And a string quartet dynamics, it's such an intense relationship that it has to have ups and downs. And you're dealing, you know, both on a personal and a musical level with these people. So it can be tough. But again, the rewards outweigh all of the hassles that he went through.
The letters and the essays and the speeches are wonderful, but the photographs in the book, too, some wonderful, unique stuff in there. Were the photographs all his?
They were culled from various sources. Some of them were just family shots, and a lot of it was publicity and other things that we found, you know, going through boxes. There was more than enough. It was a question of what to include and what to exclude.
Sure. How did your dad want to be remembered, Nicholas?
Wow. You know, I think as someone who was deeply involved in the true values of music, you know, there's so many artists that make compromises in order to gain a career. And he was someone who didn't make compromises and yet succeeded in the world and was able to touch so many people, whether it was through his performing or teaching. That's quite an accomplishment.
I love this story I found in the New York Times article written upon your father's death earlier this year. On one occasion in the 1960s, an airline barred Mr. Mann from bringing his Stradivarius aboard as carry-on luggage. Capitulating, he bought a seat for the instrument and belted it in. At mealtime, Mr. Mann tucked a napkin under the seatbelt and insisted that the flight attendant serve Mr. Stradivari his dinner.
Yes, that got quite a bit of play in the newspapers.
It's a wonderful glimpse into a remarkable man who lived through some remarkable historical times. The book is A Passionate Journey on East End Press. It's a memoir and an intimate look into the heart and the mind of one of America's musical greats. Been chatting with Professor Nicholas Mann. Nicholas, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.